From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Proposed legislation in Washington to provide millions in aid for opposition groups in Cuba. Dutch Caribbean membership of the ACS hailed as a major step forward, and allegations of police brutality in the Dominican Republic. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Two leading American senators have unveiled plans to provide millions of dollars in funding to dissident groups in Cuba. They're attempting to strengthen opposition to Fidel Castro. The proposed law is being put forward by Senators Jesse Helms and Joseph Lieberman. It would provide $100 million to opposition groups in Cuba in the form of telephones, fax machines, food, and cash. It's one of the first signs that the U.S. is hardening its attitude to Cuba, as Daniel Schwemmler reports from Havana.
President Fidel Castro is still trying to work out where he stands with George W. Bush's new administration. He said some nice things about the U.S. Secretary of State, Colin Powell. Mr. Powell has said some complimentary things about President Castro. But in general, relations between the two governments are as bitter as they have been for 40 years. And the introduction of legislation to help dissident groups in Cuba will be seen in Havana as a clear sign that Washington is hardening its attitude towards the communist island. Most dissidents leave Cuba. No one is quite sure